I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What we have just found, on a trip in 2013, while he was vice president, taking the vice president plane to China, his son Hunter Biden went with him. His son made sure he set up to be able to shake hands quickly with Jonathan Lee, a Chinese individual. We now have found today that when President Biden was running for the presidency, when he told the American people that my family has never received money from China, is wrong. We now found today that there were two checks wired from Beijing, from Jonathan Lee, $250,000, to Hunter Biden, and you know the address? Was Joe Biden's home.
Joe Biden's home. That's Speaker McCarthy giving a preview of some of the information that's now being readied for the House inquiry that will start tomorrow on the Hunter Biden scandal and the Biden corruption family. Is there anything that says that check went to Joe Biden? Well, it hasn't been shown to the general public. It may exist. It may be the bombshell they're going to drop at some point, but it did show the check went to Biden's home address, one of his homes. And it was also noted by Hunter Biden that on that date, he references in his book, not meant to reference a date, but it correlates that he was in California. Why would you have a check like that sent to Delaware, if you're in California, unless it's meant for the resident of that home? Now, it's speculation. It's not a fact. It would not pass the smell test for beyond reasonable doubt for a jury. I will agree with that. But I'm still raising the question. Thanks for joining us again. This is hour number two of Larry Connors USA. You wanted 2 hours, and you got it, and we're more than glad to do it for you. Believe me, I'm happy to have you want more. My sponsors appreciate it. I know many of you do. Spread the word to everyone you can. Remember, when we are on the air, we also have streaming video that you can watch at News Talk STL, Facebook, or Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Facebook, or Twitter. And, of course, on Rumble. A lot of ways to see us. And then also, everything is put up as a podcast later if you cannot watch or listen entirely now. And also, if you want to share with someone else, I would encourage you to do that, even with your enemy, even your enemies. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. This would be a good way to do it. It might not be the best Thanksgiving dinner, but points will have been made. And again, I'm not trying to incite that you have conflict with your family members or friends. If you cannot have a discussion about politics or Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all of this, or Donald Trump and cases against him, and yes, there was a ruling against him yesterday, I'm not going to overlook it. There are no sacred cows. I try to give you everything on a balanced level. And then I also add my opinion because it's Larry Connors USA. That's why I can now. But I'll break all of it down for you. I do want to take a moment to remind you the second presidential debate taking place tonight. Trump is not going to be there. You know, the first one he was doing, he did an interview with Tucker Carlson, pre-taped, and then it aired while the debate was underway. Got a lot more viewers than the debate did. It will be interesting to see how they hold up tonight. Asa Hutchinson is not making the debate, did not qualify. Nikki Haley's still there, Scott, and you've got DeSantis. Now you're going down the list. I will for you later. It's seven candidates will be on stage. I'll break it down for you more, but we will be carrying it for you here on News Talk STL. And following that, local commentary, not from the nationalists, the national, sometimes state-controlled media, but from News Talk STL. I'd encourage you to stick around for that as well. But again, tomorrow begins the first session of the open impeachment inquiry. James Comer will be heading it up. And you heard McCarthy making statements in about Joe Biden lied. He flat, that's why he said it. Joe Biden lied on all those issues you just heard him list. And there are more. Once again, Speaker McCarthy.
We also found out this individual, not only did he become good friends with Hunter Biden, the president said he never talked business and never worked. Devin, Hunter Biden's partner, says no. Joe Biden called in. We've now found that Joe Biden not only became friends with this individual, he wrote letters of recommendations for his children for college. So this idea that when the president told us they never received money from China, that's wrong. Not only did they receive money from China, the money, what was wired, used the address of then Vice President Joe Biden. That Vice President Joe Biden took his son to China where he met this individual that they were doing business with. He even wrote letters of recommendation, Joe Biden did, for the children. So all this talk of what Joe Biden has said has not been true to the American public. And we just found that out today.
Now, when McCarthy says we just found that out today, we've heard some of this before, but apparently he and some others have now seen the actual documentation that will probably be part of the hearing as it opens tomorrow. They may get into that, those specific items, or they may not. We were talking yesterday about some of the other items that might be presented. I mean, this, if you're looking, as I stated previously, if you're looking for a RICO crime, it involves the Biden family, not like the Georgia prosecutor decided to use RICO statute against Donald Trump, linking so many 18-plus defendants all together that some of them didn't even know each other. They didn't have any contact with each other. In this case, the Biden crime family syndicate, and I'm calling it that. Larry, you haven't proven that Joe Biden got a dollar. No, I haven't. So far. I told you I love that. So far. But it's an octopus with so many tentacles, so many different routes to go through. And it's even quoted by the FBI informant, when he was telling them about a money exchange that supposedly involved Joe Biden, but certainly Hunter Biden, he said, I was told by the oligarch that was giving it, said it's going to be distributed in so many different ways, it'll take 10 years for them to uncover it. Well, it hasn't. They have found 20-plus shell companies. And they've also learned, obviously, that Joe Biden did use pseudonyms, fake names, not his own name, on some of the communications. So if you searched for anything with the name Joe Biden in it on some of these things, you're not going to find it. But then once you learned about the pseudonyms, you do another search and voila! There it is. The other issue, of course, facing the nation is possible government shutdown by Saturday or not. Now, last night, the Senate, under the leadership of Chuck Schumer and with the help of Mitch McConnell, cobbled together a package basically to kind of push the CR is what it amounts to. More money for Ukraine is definitely included. Some disaster money here and there. And then also carry us into November, 45 days, additional time frame. Well, Speaker McCarthy came out today and said, here's what we have, because he got a lot of the Republicans in the House to say, yeah, let's push this now.
So many of you asked the question many times, could you pass the rule? I understand why you asked the question, but now I just want to let you know that the rule has passed, and let's understand what the rule is. That means we'll be bringing up four of the appropriation bills we've been trying to do since July. Finally, we got the members together to be able to make that happen. If we're able to finish those four along with the ones we already, that would make it 73% of all the discretionary funds that we're supposed to appropriate for this time. Now, if anybody could answer the question, how much has the Senate passed? How many appropriation bills? Oh, that's zero. No, that's not true. We have passed, so you're wrong. Go back to school on that one. The Senate has done nothing this entire time. The House will continue to act and lead to make this happen.
I love the way he chastised the report. No, you're wrong. Go back to school. All they did was go what Schumer dictated and sign off on something that they're going to try to push through. The bill's still needing to be advanced, Homeland Security, Department of Defense, Foreign Operations, and Agriculture. So they're still trying to work those through. But up until that point, they're still making it clear they're going to stand on the fact no border closing, no funding. Texas Congressman Pfluger carries that forward.
We need the southern border to be shut down. I just came from Eagle Pass yesterday, and if you want to talk about heartbreak and tragedy, meet the woman that was brutally assaulted, kidnapped, separated from her husband, 30 stitches in the back of her head, kicked in the face by cartel members. I blame Joe Biden for that, for allowing the cartels to have operational control of the southern border, for allowing the cartels to smuggle and traffic over 7.5 million people in the last 2.5 years, for allowing over 150 people who match the terror watch list to enter this country illegally just this year. Failed policies, not allowing our Border Patrol agents to actually do the national security mission. Only 10% of our agents right now today are in the field protecting our country from those people who are trying to evade capture.
Obviously, that does not get the job done. So once again, you want a budget? Close the border. Texas Congressman Pfluger.
I blame President Biden for the 53 migrants south of San Antonio in the July heat that roasted in the back of a tractor trailer. That's not humane. It is his failed policies that have led us to this point. We passed the most comprehensive and the best border security bill in decades. That bill needs to go to the Senate, and the president needs to make a decision. If he wants to keep the government open, he needs to shut down the border.
Good. Right in your face. Make it clear. On another subject, the Senator Menendez criminal scandal is now a virus attacking other Democrat senators.
On Friday, the Southern District of New York brought charges against me. I understand how deeply concerning this can be. However, the allegations leveled against me are just that, allegations. For anyone who has known me throughout my 50 years of public service, they know I have always fought for what is right. My advocacy has always been grounded in what I learned from growing up as a son of Cuban refugees, especially my mom, my hero, Evangelina Menendez. Everything I've accomplished, I've worked for, despite the naysayers and everyone who has underestimated me. I recognize this will be the biggest fight yet, but as I have stated throughout this whole process, I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
Now, remember, Menendez had been charged in 2015 on corruption charges. They ultimately were dropped. Had a trial, mistrial, and now these new charges. And again, alleging that he and his wife and were taking money to protect and enrich themselves and benefit the Arab Republic of Egypt. And the virus apparently is spreading, because when you look at what he did with some of the money he apparently was getting from 2017 through 2022, his campaign committee raised over $16.5 million, saved nearly $6 million on cash, and then was giving money to PAC for Democrats, 16%, almost $230,000. And you want to know some of the Democrats that got it? Here are nine of them. And this might explain why some Democrats began to call for his resignation and others have been quiet. And for instance, Senator Maggie Hassan, New Hampshire, $10,000. Kelly of Arizona, $10,000. Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin, same. Senator Ron White in Oregon, the same. Kirsten Gillibrand also got $10,000 in donations. Masto of Nevada, Bedelia, California, Bennett, Colorado, Warnock of Georgia. And he's already been giving Senate Democrats large donations, including Joe Manchin, $5,000, Bob Casey, $10,000, Kane, $10,000, and Senator John Tester of Montana, $10,000. And then they also gave some individual monies. In other words, a lot of the money the government claims that he got as bribery and exchange for giving favors to Arab countries, at least as it's identified in the allegations, specifically that they were going to do certain things for him and that that would in turn help him, benefiting the Arab Republic of Egypt. Now they're all kind of, well, this money's tainted. We better get rid of it. And they will. They'll send it back if there's any proof that it actually came from the same funding. I don't know if they'll be able to, but probably it would be best for them to say any money they got from him or any money from a PAC that had money distributed to it, they should dump it back. They don't want to, but they're going to have to. Now, Donald Trump and his adult sons are liable for fraud, according to a New York judge. The judge ruling that Trump inflated the value of various properties on financial statements. So now they want to cancel his business certification. This is being dropped on him, of course, while he's running for president as well again. And the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who've been after Trump anyway, $250 million in damages and a ban on Trump from serving on any businesses in New York and engaging in any business transactions in that state for 5 years. So there's a ruling against Trump. Who told you about that? I did. And I read it right to you from CNNN. I could have found a more favorable, bland report on it, but that's that ruling. Will it be appealed? I have no doubt it will. Coming up, Tucker Carlson with an issue that is heartbreaking. Child sacrifice. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930, Wellington Environmental, your world, cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. If you like premium cigars and whiskey, I've got the perfect place. Lit Cigar Lounge, now open in its new space in the district, just off Highway 40 in Chesterfield. Lit Cigars for anyone who enjoys great cigars, whiskey, bourbon, tequila. Ladies, that includes you. Leather seating, numerous big screen TVs, special events featuring live music and tastings. More details at litstl.com. litstl.com. Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The archaeological record tells us that human sacrifice, the sacrifice of children, the killing of children, is the one constant in human civilization. Now, you answer the question, how can that be? How did all these civilizations, at different points of the compass that we know had no contact with one another, reach the same conclusion that in exchange for killing their own children, they would be happy or safe? Probably not something, a conclusion they reached organically, right? It cuts against the imperative of evolutionary biology, which is to continue the species. And those of us who grew up in a secular world being taught that people are motivated by instinct designed to continue the species, pause at that and say, wait a second, how does killing your own children advance the cause of perpetuating the species? It doesn't.
No, of course it doesn't. That's Tucker Carlson in a speech he was doing at the Center for Christian Virtue. It was called to my attention by John Bruner, former gubernatorial candidate, Republican primary, entrepreneur, businessman, and I appreciate him calling my attention to it. I'd been looking for something else, but you know where this is heading, and part of the essence of this story is obviously going to be abortion. But as Tucker Carlson was pointing out, it's been kind of the thought, the belief, and archaeologists have stated it happened in numerous cultures all over the world of human sacrifice. And generally, of course, it was a young child. Maybe for 1 year, that child was honored, praised, revered, given whatever they wanted, and then they were dropped into a volcano or had their head cut off, or by whatever means it had been determined. And they were doing it because they thought it would make their lives better by killing a child. And as he said, how did they all come to that? We didn't have the internet, obviously, for somebody to go viral and say, hey, here's a way to lengthen your life and bring you prosperity. Unfortunately, now we do have the internet. And we have the dark web. And the stuff that goes on there often involves something very similar, if not exact, when it comes to sacrificing children, if not physically, mortally sacrificing them, sacrificing what mental capacity they might have, their ability to grow up free and enjoy childhood, to be enslaved, used repeatedly by those who have a fetish for children of a certain age and maybe a certain gender or not. That's what exists right now on the dark web. If we had something, or if something like that had been underway in the thousands of years ago, that the archaeologists have found evidence of child sacrificing, how much quicker do you think it would have ramped up? It's frightening, isn't it? And if archaeological evidence was showing that it occurred in so many different areas, Scandinavian, in addition to some of the European nations and Asian nations and other, I mean, it just was everywhere that it's been discovered. Tucker Carlson then began to talk about the issue of how it ever actually evolved.
So it's not a natural human function to want to kill your own children, actually. That's an idea, an impulse that was introduced. Outside forces are acting on people at all times throughout history, in every culture on the planet, to convince people that if they sacrifice their children, they will be happy and safe. And that's exactly what this is. This is a religious right. This is not a policy debate. They're not telling you that some girl got raped at 13 and she needs to go to college and therefore, unfortunately, we need to abort the child. No, that was 20 years ago. Now they're saying abortion is itself a pathway to joy. Really? So this is not a political debate. This is a spiritual battle.
Yes.
There is no other conclusion.
I believe many of you listening agree with that. Now, you might have some fine line differences on abortion in the sense that, well, up to a certain time, and of course, if a mother's life is in danger or if it involves rape, but as he said, most of that's 20 years ago. Those are very few and far between. But if you hold fast to those, I'm not arguing the point with you. I'm just going through the evolution of concept based on what he says archaeologists found and his own view of it and putting it in front of you. Do I have a view? Yes, I have a view. I sat both of my girls down when they were young, and by young, I mean younger than I thought I should have to, but I was beginning to see signs and news stories I was covering and other things that if I don't do it now, I might be too late. At the time, I think my youngest was 10 and the other 12. The 12, I thought I definitely need to get to her now, and I thought maybe should I expose the 10-year-old? And then I'd said, yeah. And in fact, then I began to worry maybe I should have had this discussion 2 years ago for each of them. But I told them, if you get pregnant, and of course, how much they understood about biology and everything, I'm not sure. And I didn't get into all of that. I had let their mother, as a father, I'd say, if we have boys, I'll take care of that discussion, but you take care of it. So she did. I think they had a clear enough understanding. But the bottom line they got from me was also very clear. If you get pregnant, it will change your life forever. Maybe for great, but at the moment and at that time, it might not seem that way. But you will have the child. There will be no abortion. You will not be going to high school parties with your friends. You'll be home with your baby. Or even junior high. I'm not going to praise myself as saying that that served to keep them from becoming pregnant. I give that praise to God and that they were never in a situation where either it was forced upon them or they relaxed what we were trying to teach them. I will tell you this. I'll be very honest with you. I'm raising two girls. And I was, believe it or not, at one time a boy. And I know how boys are. And I had told my wife, I said, the first boy that comes on the doorstep and says, I'm here to pick up whichever daughter. And, appears to be just like I was at that point. My daughter's not going out with that kid. Because I knew how to stand there and look at the parents and smile and bat my eyes and say, yes, mister, yes, ma'am. And I'm going to use all those. I had nefarious schemes, believe me. I was a kid. I'm not going to lie and say I was innocent. I was not. Thank God nothing ever came of it that led to something that would lead to where Tucker is talking. And Tucker also then talked about just the joy you should have with your children.
The one unalloyed source of joy in your life is your children. The point of life is to have children and to watch them have grandchildren. Nothing will bring you joy like that will. Nothing comes close. Nothing comes close. Would you trade your job for your children? Would you trade anything for your children? Of course not. And so anyone telling you don't have children, kill your children, is not your friend, is your enemy.
Yeah, and that would be abortionists who are trying to tell you, kill your child, it'd be better for you. They're not your friend, they're your enemy. Now, the complication of the thing, again, this is your individual decision, but I'm not in favor of sanctioning it. Certainly on a federal level, as we had the so-called abortion constitutional law, there was never and is not. And then Tucker talks about a case about where his church, he was Episcopalian at the time, they were looking forward to a Christmas service that they always had, but a letter had come home. They were not going to have a service because of COVID. And his wife showed him the letter.
And the minister sent this letter. Here it is. She is afraid that she's going to, you know, die from COVID. And I was like, well, she's afraid she's going to die? Why is she worried about dying? She's a Christian minister. Like, why should she care? Dying? If you're afraid to die, then you don't really mean it, do you?
That's very clear, isn't it? I mean, I don't want my children to die, but I trust in the Lord that if they do, I know I have faith in Jesus. I know I believe in heaven. Same here. I have no fear of dying. I don't want to die, but I have no fear. I've made my peace with God, and for those who haven't, I encourage you to do so. I'm not trying to proselytize, preach to you. Go to someone who's better equipped to help you with that. But that's a good point. Why should a minister be afraid of dying? And I know many are saying, I'm anxious for the day. I'm really anxious for it. And they mean that too. I have to admit I'm not so anxious. And it's not a fear of dying. I just don't want to lose time I have with my children and grandchildren. That's precious to me, not just my life, but time with them. As Tucker was saying, the joy of your children and their children. But how many churches did close, and sometimes under orders, COVID, and in particular, if the minister admits, maybe one thing, say, I'm worried about the parishioners getting sick and dying, and maybe their faith isn't that strong, but for a minister to say, I'm afraid of dying, then you don't really mean it, as he said. Coming up, there are some new developments regarding COVID coming out of China. I told you a little bit about them yesterday. I got more information on it. And also coming up, James Carville and Biden's chances of re-election. Allen Outdoor Solutions knows what you want. An oasis, a place at your home to relax, enjoy, entertain. Allen Outdoor Solutions can design and build your oasis. A spacious stone patio, different levels, maybe a fireplace, flowing water. See their quality work at AllenOutdoorSTL.com, AllenOutdoorSTL.com, or call 314-647-4800. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, let's deal with this issue of COVID. And, of course, you've already seen and heard the reports running around. And even Dr. Fake making such a stupid, ridiculous, lying mistake again. I can't order people to wear a mask. That's not what we do. The hell you didn't. And the CDC saying, we can't order yet. The hell you didn't. Did they put it in a specific order? I've seen indications of things that, yeah, it was a specific order and other than anything. Highly recommended, which is, you better do it. And you had governors and some county leaders, maybe some in your area, they decided to shut down everything. The mask would work. No, they won't work. The jabs will work. No, they won't work. A booster will start to work. No, that won't work either. And now it's coming back around. And now we've got everything from flu, pneumonia, RSV, a respiratory illness. And some of that might all include COVID, or it might instead be COVID, or it might be a mixture of one or two or more. Life, I don't think, is necessarily a rose garden when it comes to your health, is it? One day you're just great, and the next day you're not feeling great. Hopefully you'll get better. But are you going to live in fear all your life? There are folks who will not fly. One prominent person that always struck me, and he was had to be somewhere every Monday, and he made sure he got there by train, his own private train car hooked up, or by car, or a private bus. That would be John Madden when he was doing Monday Night Football. You can't argue against someone's fear. If they fear it, then they have a fear. You may help them get over the fear, but it's not that easy. And every member of our armed services, for our side and the other sides who are sent into war, they don't go in without fear. In fact, some of them take the attitude, the effect that I'm already dead, it's just a matter of time, but I'm here to do what I can until then. But once again, as COVID is beginning to get supposedly coming, emerging and new infections, this last Sunday, this appeared in the South China Morning Post. And they were referring to a study that had actually been done back in July. But then it began to make headlines in Chinese language media as social media users saw it and then started spreading the conclusions online. A study published by scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology back in July. Yes, the same one where COVID originated, along with using NIH money and Dr. Fake, U.S. taxpayer dollars, to weaponize the virus. A study published by the scientists back in July concluded as many as 20 species of coronavirus are highly likely to cause an outbreak among humans. When you break it down in reading through it here, and my reading of Chinese is always not always precise, so forgive me if I don't read it correctly. I'm not reading Chinese. Are you kidding me? I can't even read the fortune cookie many of the times unless I get my reading glasses. But aside from that, the Wuhan scientists, as it's reported, documented their study of 40 coronavirus species, identifying 20 as high risk, including six of which jumped to human, three with evidence of spillover, but not to human, and 11 without evidence of spillover yet, or as I would say, so far. So far. Doesn't mean it will happen at all, but so far. The conclusion of the study, it is almost certain that there will be future disease emergencies and it is highly likely a COV, parentheses, coronavirus disease again. Thus, the early preparation for the animal COVs with risk of spillover is important for future disease preparedness. Regarding the likely animal origin of SARS, MERS, and COVID-19. Now, of course, the animal origin was also specified in bats, remember, according to Dr. Fauci, Fake, and whatever the rest of them. SARS, a severe acute respiratory syndrome, is a coronavirus disease. Deadly outbreak originating in China back in 2002. MERS is the Middle East respiratory syndrome, also a coronavirus disease, first identified in Saudi Arabia back in 2012. And COVID-19 is the scientific name for the disease from the Wuhan coronavirus. Now, continuing reading from my Chinese newspaper here, I'm telling you, don't buy that joke. I'm not reading Chinese. You know I'm not. I'm not sure I can pronounce it. I think this name of this author is Xi or Shy, probably Xi. And she is the one known as Batwoman, as you know from the past. And it was she the one who disappeared from the public eye in early 2020, even then reemerged to defend the Chinese government and the Wuhan lab from filth, as they called it, suggesting their lab was responsible for COVID. Now, the reason this is taking hold in the Chinese language outlets and social media is because they know their own government was lying to them. Of course, the Chinese government continues to downplay any Wuhan coronavirus infections. And one anonymous Chinese Centers for Disease Control and Prevention scientist, not the U.S. CDC, told the South China Morning Post, fueling interest in studies predicting another significant outbreak. Sometimes in private conversations, when talking with other public health scholars, we have noticed that intentionally or unintentionally, Chinese authorities are downplaying COVID-19, and some cities have stopped releasing infection data. Well, we know how that works in a Marxist communist country. You don't like things, you shut it down. Fascism, Marxism, communism, shut down the information. Huh, that's kind of similar to what happened to the Hunter Biden laptop when we were going into the last election, right? And who are the fascists that we're told? Republicans, conservatives, independents, or Democrats who believe in the truth regardless of how much it may hurt? There's a quote, and I don't have it here in front of me, I believe it's from Galatians, that am I now your enemy because I tell you the truth? Someone shared that with me recently. I thought, that's a good point to keep in mind, isn't it? And we have all these unexplained deaths of young people, middle-aged men, seemingly in good health, suddenly dying, may or may not be related to the vaccines they've been given. But now there's documentation that mothers breastfeeding babies, if they've had the vaccine, if it's an mRNA, the baby is also obviously infecting, getting that, which we knew they would. I mean, why would you think they wouldn't? And I got a story here in front of me of a Texas junior high school football coach dying suddenly on the field at age 47. Now, he doesn't say on this story how great of health he might have been in any way. We don't know the reason. But before we all start saying we're not going to do it again, we will not join in and simply accept you this time around. We're going to challenge it. That's the kind of story that in the past, when we were in the midst of all it, they'd be putting in front of you, say, see, make sure you keep your mask on, make sure you get your shots. And therein lies the birth of we will not comply. But again, I urge you to do what you think is best for you and your family. I'm not saying don't comply. I'm not saying accept. But you make the decision. Don't have it forced on you by the government. All right, coming up, part of a podcast featuring Bill Maher. It's actually his podcast. And Democrat strategist James Carville. You remember James. Louisiana, James from Louisiana, he was Bill Clinton's friend, and he helped run his campaign and took him from the governor's house in Arkansas all the way to the big house in D.C. Well, they're sitting around talking about the chance that Joe Biden wins re-election.
Let's assume the election was November the 3rd of this year.
Oh,
and they said the candidates are Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Manchin and Larry Hogan, no labels, and Cornel West.
Mm.
Trump would be a betting favorite.
Yes.
If I told you I
totally.
Would give you even money, you would not take that bet. Somebody better wake up.
He cannot run for president. He'll look bad in the debates. It's too much. And he's I think, going to lose.
He's going to lose. That was Bill Maher with the last word. He's talking about Biden. And, of course, Carville made it very clear he's talking about Biden. He said, if I gave you that bet, nobody's going to take it. James Carville, again, has a lot of credentials, most of them built upon getting Bill Clinton in the White House. But that's like, I mean, I'm not trying to dismiss any other achievements he has, but it's kind of like a football coach was great at LSU, then goes to A&M and is a flop, and nobody recalls LSU victory. That's what you're doing here now. But they had, as you heard, for broadcast purposes, we had to edit out what he said, reference Biden's chances of winning, anyone taking the bet that he would. Beep. You could put your own word in. All of them would fit. The sentiment throughout the entire Democrat Party right now, unless they're totally clueless, is we're not in a good position. The White House either inadvertently or decided once it got out that we'll just go ahead and make a bigger deal of it, maybe we'll get some sympathy vote. They talking about working with Biden on his balance so he doesn't stumble and lose his stance and falls again. Obviously, we do not want that to happen. They say he's been undergoing physical therapy, training, things of that nature, but they say it's been underway for more than a year. I don't think it's getting better, so there may be some other neurological issue going on, and yet they continue to pronounce that he's perfectly healthy to run. This is not the first time, obviously, the public has been misled about the health of the president. FDR in a wheelchair. You didn't really see it. They always made sure he was shot at such an angle that you wouldn't see it, and then it gradually got out. Didn't make him mentally incompetent to carry out the job, but they thought it would be. And mental competency is an issue for Biden, and if he is suffering from early dementia, I feel for him, I truly do. But he should not be leader of the free country, or what is now the free nation. And, of course, they're quick to point out on the other side, well, Trump's only 3 years younger. You know, he could be having any day, too. Well, not going to deny that. Some folks, even in their 40s, get it. They need prayer, not to be slapped down, but to be a leader of the country is the other issue. All right, so tonight we have the second Republican primary debate. Trump will not be there. He's going to be talking to United Auto Workers, and they're probably going to get a lot of coverage for it. Among them who are going to be on the stage, you're going to have Doug Burgum, Governor of North Dakota, Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, Nikki Haley, former ambassador of the UN and a former governor, Mike Pence, former vice president, Vivek Ramaswamy, businessman, and Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina. So you have these seven that are going to try to carve out a lane for themselves in the primaries and hopefully make themselves stand out. Vivek got mixed reaction the last time around. Brilliant, sharp, and yet almost snotty, snarky. Haley probably came out looking better than any of them to an extent. And that Scott just didn't have the warmth, the projection, the energy that some felt he needed. So here's the second chance. It's all taking place in California. Why would you hold the Republican debate in California? Well, it's at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. So it makes perfect sense. News Talk STL will be carrying the debate for you so you can listen to it live. And then we are going to follow with local commentary, not commentary from the national analyst. We'll have some of our personnel talking about it, and it'll be, believe me, a different take than you're going to get from the networks. It will be not only engaging, but entertaining. I encourage you to be listening tonight, and then also to our follow-up. Then tomorrow we'll play some clips for you. But can anyone really stand out tonight? That will be the question, won't it? As always, thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.